What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Easygoing Podcast with your hosts, Juan Marcel
and Rylan.
We hope you guys have had a great week. Ours has been very busy, but fantastic. Let's do the weekly update.
The other day was actually my birthday. I turned 23.
Yay! Happy birthday. No, I'm kidding. You've heard that enough times.
Yeah. Juan literally planned so much for me. He made it so special. My day was filled with so many activities. It was so much fun.
Yeah, we had a blast, honestly. And we have a great vlog coming out this week that's going to show everything that we did on her birthday. And she was so happy. And that's all I cared about. I get so stressed out before, like, Rylan's birthday. I don't know what it is, but I've always had so much pressure on birthdays. I put a lot of pressure on my own birthday as well. So I feel bad for you.
No. But it's always easy. I just do what you want to do.
Yeah, I like to pride myself on being a good birthday planner.
Yes, you are a very good birthday planner.
So we had fun, and then I surprised her at the end of the night with tickets to Disneyland Paris.
Yeah, I'm a Disney adult, so...
Yeah, she's officially a Disney adult. Like, the way that she gets so excited about going to Disneyland. There was this Curtis Connor video, if you watch him on YouTube, like making fun of Disney adults.
Yes.
And we kind of were like talking about that, but then I realized in the back of my mind, I'm dating a Disney adult. So I can't make fun of any Disney adult because I'm
on the spectrum, but I'm not extreme.
You're not like bringing Mickey Mouse ears home, even though actually you did this time, but you're not like painting the walls with Mickey Mouse
I'm not
Mouse
wearing
stuff.
Mickey Mouse ears in an everyday basis. Like, I'm not going to a cafe with Mickey Mouse ears.
Yeah, on. But you still like really want to watch Disney movies and you scream like a child when I surprise you with Disneyland tickets, which is so cute.
That's true.
But we went to Disneyland Paris and it was so fun. It was crazy hot though.
Yeah.
There's a heat wave going on like all over the world pretty much. So you guys all know.
It felt like Arizona. Good thing we're prepped with the weather.
Yeah, we're trained.
Yeah, it was 106.
106 crazy. Degrees with humidity. We drank like, what, 10 bottles of water?
Yeah.
And we would just stop for snacks very frequently.
And we were still dehydrated.
Yeah, by the end we were like pounding headache, but we had so much fun, so it was worth it. We rode all the rides we wanted to.
Yes. Oh, also we ran into somebody that knew us from our YouTube.
Yeah, it was actually like Rylan and I both were brought to tears afterwards.
Yes, because it was so amazing.
We were walking along like the main part of Disneyland where you walk up to the castle.
Yeah.
It's called Main Street, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
So we're walking along there and we're just having fun, joking around. And then all of a sudden this girl sees us and she literally gasps and puts her hands over her mouth. She's like, I was just telling my friends about your videos. And she was so genuinely so happy and surprised. And
she was so sweet. Her and all of her friends were just...
Oh,
It literally was just such an amazing
such
experience.
Such a pleasant interaction. Like,
yeah.
Her name was Dari.
Mm-hmm.
Dottie.
Mm-hmm. They were from Mexico.
Yeah, so sweet. And she said she listens to the podcast and watches all the videos. And we just want to say shout out to you, Dottie.
Yes, we love you so much.
You really, really, really made us smile. So thank you for that. It was so surprising for us.
It was.
We do not feel like we're on a level where we should be being recognized yet.
No.
And also to that extent, like where she was genuinely shocked that we...
Yeah.
That she was running into us.
Yeah.
You know that feeling of, like, that's how we would react if we saw, like, Moya.
Yeah.
Or Emma Chamberlain or something. So it was just crazy. You really hyped us up.
Yeah, seriously. Hey.
But anyways, that's the weekly update. So now let's get into today's topic, which was sent into us by Sophie via the Spotify prompt that we leave at the bottom of each episode. So if you ever want to give us episode suggestions or things like that, we always leave a prompt at the bottom of each Spotify episode for you to submit things. So this is what Sophie submitted for us to talk about today. How to know the balance of enjoying your life and saving money for the future.
This is an amazing topic. This is actually something that we were just talking about the other day and we find ourselves talking about
very frequently
all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually a complicated issue because there's no objectively right or wrong way.
We feel there's not an objectively right or wrong way
exactly
to be on either side. But some people would argue, you know, there's I'm pretty sure there's a rule of like 80-20 or something.
Yeah.
Because finance.
Yeah, like finance guru, bros would be like.
You save 80%, you can spend 20. I don't know. You know, we don't practice that. We feel like this is kind of like a sliding scale or a spectrum that it changes depending on what stage of life you're in. For example, at the moment, we are on a very extreme side of this, as a lot of you probably could tell and guess. We are choosing to be more selfish with our what we're doing and our plans, and more in the now, I guess, by taking all of these risks and building this business of content creating and traveling. And
exactly.
We spend, I mean, it's almost like the reverse. It's like 80-20, but we're saving 80. I mean, no, we're spending 80.
Yeah, we're saving 20. But we look at this, like some people would look at this and think that this is living in the now more. Yeah. But we feel like right now what we're doing is more investing in our future.
Yes.
Because we are young and we can take risks that put us in the positions to have the career that we want to have, you know?
Yeah, which is content
creating.
Whoa, jinx.
You owe me a soda.
I can't afford one.
That was very funny.
But yeah, it's content creation and building a business together. That's pretty much our dream and what we're working towards. And what we have, honestly. Yeah. We're achieving that. If we were spending all this and doing all this and there was no progress being made, then we'd have to reevaluate
our
situation.
We probably have an issue.
But yeah, we think there's a difference between living for the now, quote unquote, and investing in your future.
Exactly.
Versus saving for the future. Like there's the conventional investing in your future by saving for it. And then there's, I think, it's not new, but I think our generation is kind of looking more at investing in their own future, meaning investing into your dreams, investing into your passions, investing into non-traditional career paths.
And also I want to say, like, I feel that us being in modeling at such a young age, and like traveling and being in that career, which is a very risk-taking career.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it kind of set us up for this mindset that we have.
Yeah, because modeling is super uncertain.
So uncertain.
It never pays you on time. Mm-mm. You can guarantee you won't be paid on time.
No, it takes like 90 days, if not a year.
Yeah, anywhere from 3 months to a year you can expect to get paid. You also never know when your next job will be, so this is like makes it very hard to save at all. So we pretty much, since I was 18, same for you, we've been used to really not being familiar with having like a set paycheck and a set amount to say, oh, 80% goes here and 20% goes here, or whatever.
That's
and
what really trained our brain to like think of money in that way and not be afraid so much of money, I think. Like,
yeah, and we also do have to acknowledge our privilege in that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, neither one of us grew up rich, that's for sure. You know, I was even pretty broke at one point, working two jobs while I was in New York alone, trying to pursue the modeling dreams. But I did have the privilege of knowing that I could fail.
Exactly.
I could go broke. And I won't end up homeless.
And that is such a privilege in itself.
I always have a home and a family that would take me back in.
And take care of you.
Help me get back on my feet, you know. So I have a safety net in that way. So it's not that I have the privilege of, I just had like so much money to just do whatever I wanted to do. A lot of people look from the outside in and they always assume you and I are just filthy rich.
And our parents, I'm like, daddy's money.
Oh my God, the number one comment we get. Let's not add fuel to that fire. That's the number one hate comment we get, not number one comment. But yeah, this mentality of not being afraid to fail is a huge privilege. And it's a huge advantage when you are pursuing the types of things that we're pursuing. Because when you operate out of fear, you take a lot less risk. Rightfully so, you know, it's self-preservation. If you don't have the option to fail, if you know, oh, if I don't make enough money to like support myself, I'm on my own. I will end up homeless on the street. Then you can't, you're obviously not going to be just oh, money comes and goes and we'll figure it out. It's not that cute.
No.
I think coming from that background has made our mentality with money be more so that it's just a resource that comes and goes.
Yeah.
And our jobs with it is to channel that resource into getting further into our dream career or path that we've chosen, channeling it into our future.
Yeah.
And clearly this dreaming big that we've been doing has worked out for us up to this point, at least. And there's definitely been hard times along the way.
Yeah. But the life that we live now is one that we've always dreamt of. Like, I look back at my life, like even like 3 years ago, and I just cannot believe where I am and how far we've come.
Yeah, it's so true. It's because we both have this mindset and we dream even bigger together. It's a very risky mindset. And once again, one that we have to acknowledge the privilege that we have to be able to have this mindset. We feel like the older generation really pushed the mentality of, quote unquote, you need to go to college and get a secure 9-to-5 job and play it safe. And the new generation is clearly starting to rebel against this.
Yeah, the new generation, like as of lately, I feel like everybody's constantly like being like, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to start my own business. I want to start content creating. I want to make my own money. I want to work for myself, you know?
Yeah, and I'm sure that this has always happened amongst the younger generation in any point of time.
Yeah.
But nowadays, there's just so many more opportunities to make that happen. Yes. It's actually more of a reality. You know, content creation is a huge one. It seems like pretty much anyone can make a whole career for themselves.
Yes.
If they just have like an iPhone and a talent or a personality or some sort of fresh perspective to offer the world.
Exactly. And I feel like TikTok really showed this to everybody. Like the fact that you can go viral and just like one post has shown everybody that, oh, like I can do that, you know?
Yeah, and we think this is a beautiful thing. There's mixed things about it. You know, people say it's a bad thing or some, you know, some people say that, but we think it's great. We celebrate it. It's amazing to see all these voices enter this content creation space and seeing that social media has become, I think, a lot more inclusive and authentic. Totally. And it's just cool. Like somebody in the middle of Oklahoma has the same chance of being a content creator or whatever.
In New York.
Someone in New York, LA, somewhere in Europe. Any of these places that used to be the gatekeepers of this kind of thing. It's just so accessible to everyone and anyone. We even started content creation during the pandemic because our modeling was completely put on hold during the pandemic, and it was really scary.
Yeah.
But we turned to primarily YouTube, and that ended up being the best thing that ever happened to us career-wise. Because now we have this new career that we love so much that we even debate stopping with the modeling so that we can just do this full-time.
I always debate this.
We sometimes find ourselves feeling like modeling is actually getting in the way of us reaching our full potential on content creation.
Yeah, all the time. And this is something that we want to do another podcast on because, for example, for me, modeling has caused a lot of like anxiety in other ways that I think would be good to talk about. But
yeah, we get questions all the time about that. So yeah, we're definitely going to do another episode where we talk about our relationship with modeling.
Yes.
And what we're feeling on that and the realities of the modeling industry.
Yeah.
And so actually, I'll drop a poll on the Spotify.
Yes.
Let us know if you want to hear an episode on that. But yeah, we also think that the pandemic was a huge awakening for our generation as a whole.
We were all locked down inside, stuck in our house, and we had a lot of time to think.
Yeah, and to reset our training
totally
that we've had our whole lives of
exactly.
Like, I gotta go to school, I gotta do this thing, I gotta get this degree, then I gotta go to get this job. And then I got to stay at the job and work until I do this and that.
And also, I think like with all of the political issues that went along with the pandemic, I think that like that made our generation really rebel against like the older generation and just like
and just everything the government in general.
Yes, exactly.
But that's for American kids, pretty much. But just worldwide, the youth seemed like they were disconnecting from how life worked before the pandemic. And instead of being so distracted by being on this hamster wheel of constantly waking up and going to school or going to work and chasing that goal of security, it feels like we all started to dream again. Because we were all just getting on TikTok and seeing people all of a sudden have full careers take off from this, and people starting YouTube channels and it doing well, or people, you know, we just had time to dream again.
Exactly. I feel like
they robbed us of our time to dream.
Yeah, I feel like you have no time to really process in between the time of like high school, where you're going to school every single day, and then you're kind of just expected, oh, you have to go to college, like make your decision. Like, this is like now.
What do you want to do for the rest of your life?
Yes, go, go, go. And then it's like, once you go to college, it's like, go, 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 go. You need to get a job to pay off those loans. Go, go, go. And then you just like kind of lose, like, you know, you kind of forget about what you really want to do, you know?
Yeah. So we all just started to feel that resistance against the traditional way of life that we were all sold and used to. And there's also a lot of uncertainty and fear about the future that was going on and what that may even look like between, you know, world war talks, the pandemic, global warming, the political distress. All of these things came together in this perfect storm.
Yeah.
And we are all, as a young generation, feeling a lot less certain about the future.
Even me and Juan, like, talking about our future and like kids and stuff.
We want kids, obviously. We really want kids.
We really want kids, but we're like 5 years down the line, like, when we're making that decision, what if we're like scared to have kids to bring into the world, and like we don't know where the world is going, you know, with all
of
this,
we're just kind of thinking, is it selfish to bring a kid into this world right now? Because as much as we want to have that experience, what kind of world is that kid going to grow up in? A world where there's freaking record-breaking heat waves all the time, food shortages, all these things. But we don't want to, you know, not to be a drag or anything. Everything's going to be fine.
Everything's
all good, guys.
We don't stress or have any anxiety about this every day.
But yeah, there is nothing wrong with either way of thinking.
Yes.
We definitely see the perks of going the other route.
Yeah, we don't want to say, like, the other route is like, oh, you didn't dream, or you didn't, like, make your decision, or you were just pushed into it. Like, obviously, we're totally not trying to say that at all.
Also, dreaming doesn't have to mean the non-traditional thing. Like, some people dream of being a doctor. Some people dream of being a teacher. Those are all very valid dreams.
Exactly. I just think, like, for some people who don't know what they want to do, but they see everybody doing something, and they're kind of just pushed into it, and they're pressured because they feel like that's what they have to do, which is what I would have done if, if it weren't for modeling or something, you know.
I was doing that.
Exactly.
I was in college, and in my third year of a career I know I would have hated.
Exactly.
Before I found modeling. And I just feel like you said, it's if you're someone who knows what they want and you know, I want to go to school for this reason, and like, this is my dream, that's the right path. Because that's what school is for. It's for you to get specialized training and learning on things that you want to do when you get out of that school.
Exactly.
But for someone who doesn't have any idea, what they want to do, college is a very high pressure situation. Yeah. And there's a lot of money on the line for some reason. I mean, this mostly applies to American kids again. So sorry about that. But there's so much money on the line. It's like you get out and they're like, okay, so you didn't earn a scholarship. So here's a loan for $50,000. Good
luck.
That's
just for 1 year.
And then you're like, okay, so if I fail, what happens? Oh, yeah, you have to pay us, and also you have no way of making money.
And you have to go to school for like 5 years or 6 years instead of four.
Yeah, so you're going to take more money out. So good luck, man.
Yeah.
See ya. That's what we're saying. But there is room for both schools of thought.
Yeah.
And we sometimes really crave that security.
Yes.
We oftentimes don't even really know when or where our money is going to come from.
Yeah, which is very stressful.
Yeah, this can be so stressful.
We're also getting to an age where, you know, we are thinking about consistency and settling down, or maybe getting an apartment somewhere.
Yeah, getting a pet.
Oh, yeah. We really want a dog.
Oh my God, we've had dog fever, puppy fever for the past 2 years.
Yes.
But it's scary to imagine living the way that we do when we would no longer just have ourselves to worry about.
Yeah.
Like, when we have these other responsibilities we're talking about. an apartment, an animal,
yeah,
kids or getting married and things like that. It's these are responsibilities that you need to have certain financial security.
Yeah, exactly.
And we don't have that right now. No. We are very secure in the fact that we can handle ourselves doing what we're doing, building what we're building.
Yeah.
But if all of a sudden Rylan got pregnant and we were going to have a kid.
Yeah, that would be screwed.
So scary. Like, we would be so worried about the future for this kid, you know?
Yeah.
Because some months we would be totally capable of handling a kid.
Yeah.
Other months, that kid would be...
starving.
Eating ramen packets 3 times a day. And so that's what we mean by feeling like at different stages of life, you will be on different ends of this spectrum.
Yes.
We are definitely sliding more towards the security side at this point, and we're starting to look at ways to make more consistent and safe forms of income.
Yes, and we really, really, really admire people who already have this, you know, who already have that security. For example, we follow a few influencers that talk a lot about like budgeting, and they break down, you know, their budgeting and their finances.
Mm-hmm.
And we are just like, wow. I mean, we
it must
have
be so
no,
nice.
We have no idea how to do that.
Yeah,
so.
Like when and where our money is even coming from, we don't know. But yeah, our advice to you, Sophie, and to anyone else listening, is to just take some of the pressure off. You're not alone in feeling like you don't necessarily know whether to save for the future and do things more traditionally or to live more in the present and figure it out later.
Exactly.
And understand that life is ever changing and ever evolving.
Yes.
And you can be one way today and a completely other way tomorrow. Like, you don't need to make the decision now and that's what you're going to be for the next 10 years, you know?
Yeah, and we're not
we're not financial.
Oh, okay. We're not financial advisors or, you know, experts on this at all.
Yeah.
But our advice is that, you know, you should gauge where you truly feel that you are in life and understand what stage that you are in.
Yeah. And embrace that.
Yeah.
You don't need to feel guilty about maybe being selfish for a few years.
Yes. And obviously be smart. Like, don't put yourself in a dangerous situation where you're like stranded somewhere or,
or super vulnerable to, like, you never want to be in a situation where if one bad thing happens that's not in your plans, you're screwed.
Yeah, exactly.
Even we always have a little cushion that we don't touch.
Yes.
When we're taking all these risks. And how much you are willing to risk is a personal decision that you will make based on your own comfort level or your other responsibilities.
And also, as we said before, like, some people have more oh my gosh, what's wrong with me?
It's okay, baby, keep going.
You know, some people have more privileges than others. So don't compare yourself when it comes to this.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know what other people have. Maybe they are getting help from their parents, or they do have a sense of like security in other ways.
Yes. Only go off of your own situation.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a super interesting topic and one that we really enjoyed discussing with each other before the episode. We always talk about this, so we really wanted to record an episode about it.
Yeah, and we hope that we didn't sound like ignorant or anything to other people's situations. You know, we're just speaking off of our opinions, and we hope that we offered some sort of value to anybody listening.
We don't want to sound tone deaf
or
ignorant. We do know people are struggling right now.
Yeah.
And as we said, we have our own privileges, and other people are at different stages in life with different resources. That's kind of why we wanted to talk about it in the sense of gauging where you're at in life.
Yeah.
And not feeling guilty about it or not comparing yourself, because you can make your dream life at your pace.
Yeah.
You don't have to be the 24, 25-year-olds that are running around traveling the world.
Yeah.
You can be the 40-year-old that ends up traveling because you saved and you did what you had to do to get you and your family to a point where you could do that.
Yeah.
You can have your dreams. There's not a one-size-fits-all. Mm-hmm. But yeah, with that being said, if you would like to submit any episode topic suggestions, ask us a question, or even just say hi, you can always do that by sending us an email at the podcast email, which is easygoingpod@gmail.com.
And we've been getting such amazing emails from you guys.
Yeah.
We love you guys so much. And thank you for supporting this podcast the way that you do.
We love hearing from you guys because we know when we do an episode from an email we received from you or a suggestion that you submitted via the prompt in the Spotify, we know that we are talking about something that you guys actually want to hear. And that makes us feel so much better. We don't want to just get on here and just ramble about whatever we want to talk about. We want to talk about what you want to hear.
Yeah, exactly. Also, you guys can reach us on any of our other platforms, like sending us a DM on Instagram or commenting on our TikTok, you know,
anything. Any of those. Yeah. We are always going through all of our social media platforms and trying to answer everything. Mm-hmm. And with all that being said, guys, we have officially passed 200 five-star reviews on Spotify for this podcast.
So amazing.
Yeah. We're at 219 as of recording today's episode, which means we gained like, how many? Like 30?
I think.
20-something.
Yeah, 20-something.
Between last week and now. So keep them coming, guys. Let's get past 250.
Yes, please.
That's a quarter of the way to 1,000. That's insane.
Yeah, we love you guys so, so much. And we thank you for everything that you do. Every review that you leave.
Every DM, every email, everything. We love you guys. And we will talk to you next week.
Next week.
Bye.
Bye.